I'm with Chris Bradshaw from All The Top Bananas. Chris has just run a very interesting track on mobile recruiting at True Dublin. Chris, I want to just ask you to tell us what recruiters need to be thinking about when it comes to building successful apps.
Yeah. Okay, I think the key thing on most people's mind is, do I build an app or do I build a HTML mobile site? You need to build both. If you're going to look into going into mobile and doing it properly, 50% of traffic, 50% of the usage is taken up by apps, and 50% of the usage is taken up by web traffic, normal web traffic on a mobile phone. So you really do need to be looking at both. Most important thing with the apps we build, and it's the reason most people want the apps, is push notifications. So it's, if we take PepsiCo for example, we built the PepsiCo app. Once you download the app and you do a job search, whether that's a sales manager role in New York, that data is then saved to that particular handset. When you could close down the app and not use it for 5 or 6 weeks, 7 weeks, however long, as soon as PepsiCo put a new job on that matches what that job seeker has been looking for, it will automatically send them a notification to let them know that job has become available. And hopefully that's a fantastic way for them to build up a database of clients, of job seekers.
And one last question for you is, what are the sort of do's and don'ts of making an app work? Where do people sort of fail?
Yeah, you've got to make sure that it's a good job seeker experience. Make sure that you've got good content on there. Make sure if you've got social on there, you interact with that. One of the things we are seeing is that Twitter is being used a lot. We integrate Twitter into the app, so the Twitter feed, and people are using that. As a don't, make sure you've got a good search on there and job content is coming back. There is nothing more annoying for a job seeker to do a search and no jobs return.
Chris, thanks for your time.
No worries, thank you.